For this week's Behind Enemy Lines, we bring in Mike Chappell, the Dean of Colts Reporting. He was formerly with the Indianapolis Star. Now he's with RTV6, the ABC affiliate there in Indianapolis. Mike, sort of like we saw here in Philadelphia, Andrew Luck had a tough first half last week against the Broncos, rallied in the second half. What makes Luck so tough to contain, especially in the second half of games, as you go back to that playoff win over the Chiefs last season?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's just that it factor that some quarterbacks have and some don't. They're just never out of a game. Now, sometimes they're in trailing or whatever because of something that maybe he does, which sort of is the case of a lot of quarterbacks. But he's just got that ability to never give up, find a way. He's tough to bring down the pocket. He's that it factor with the winner type of thing. And as long as he's on the field, again, as bad as they looked in the first half, with 2 minutes to play, they've got the ball, and a lot of us thought they were going to push this game into overtime.
So, Mike, we know about the plethora of weapons at the skill position players, especially on the outside, but at running back, are there concerns whether Trent Richardson and Ahmad Bradshaw will be enough to kind of take some of the heat off of Andrew?
Well, if there's a concern, it's will the line give them time and room to run? I think these two guys will be fine. I thought Bradshaw ran hard. He's a contact runner, but he's good out of the backfield. He's great in pass protection. And Trent Richardson just needs carries. He had 6 carries against Denver, and I don't care how many running backs you're talking about. 6 carries is not a decent enough sample size to get anything done. So I'm fine with the running backs. I need to see that the offensive line, which still is a work in progress, can give both the running game and the quarterback time to do what they need to do.
Mike, how amazing is Reggie Wayne coming back from the knee injury? He's been in the league since 2001, was a first-round pick. Are even you amazed by the job that Wayne has done in his comeback from the knee injury?
I'd say no, because I've been around him since he's been here. But yes, on the fact that, you know, less than a year ago, he crumples on the field against Denver, and you're wondering. Now he's 35. Normally, guys, even without injuries, start tailing off at 35. But this guy's one of those. I put him and Edgerrin James in the same category. They're just freaks. It must be a University of Miami thing, because they just defy what you should be doing. And for Reggie, well, he had 9 catches for 98 yards. Probably interfered with on the fourth down play at the end of the game. But it's just like, okay, he's back. And if no one had known he had the knee injury last year and watched the game, they'd say, okay, that's a pretty good player. Well, he didn't play like a guy that had his knee reconstructed. So pretty amazing. And he's the glue to that offense. He's the 3rd-and-7 guy. He's the guy when you've got to have a completion, he's the guy you look for. And it's hard to overstate the value of Reggie Wayne in that offense.
Mike, let's transition to the defensive side of the ball. Chuck Pagano, certainly a defensive mastermind. What has he been able to do to generate a pass rush, especially in light of the loss of Robert Mathis?
So far he hasn't. They had 1 sack of Manning, which, in all fairness, it's not right to judge a pass rush on how it does against Manning, because he just gets rid of the ball. All you can really hope to do with him is to kind of move him around, but 1 sack, a few hits. So that the biggest concern with this defense, with this team, is how do you compensate for not having Robert Mathis? It's one thing to say, well, for 4 games we'll be without him, then we'll be all right. But now he's gone, so I don't know. I Bjarn Werner, last year's first-round pick, has to really step up. Eric Wald and people like that, and maybe Josh McNary, guys that people don't know about. They got some blitzing from last year from Jarrell Freeman. But that's the biggest question, because I like the other parts of the defense. I like the front 7, except for the pass rush. I like the secondary. I think it would be fine. But if you haven't got a pass rush, it just exposes your secondary. So I don't know. That's going to be a good question, because they're going to face some good quarterbacks, including one coming up Monday night. So we'll see. That was the biggest question going in, with the idea that it was only going to be for 4 games, and now it's for the entire season. And it's not like you can go out there right now and get you a stud pass rusher. They're not out there. Guys that are out there now are out there for a reason. Too old, too expensive, too hurt, whatever, or can't play. So that's the main question moving forward, is where's the pass rush?
Mike Chappell from RTV6 in Indianapolis, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.